Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
It's an American tragedy. Tens of thousands of patients still die needlessly in hospitals every year, and millions of dollars are spent on preventable complications, despite many efforts to improve health care in the United States. I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Life, Love, and Health. Moreover, almost half of all patients report a loss of dignity and respect when interacting with the healthcare system. They and their families are rarely seen as a unique resource for important information, vital perspectives, and valuable partnerships. That's so unfortunate that patients and families, that's you and me, often feel they are left out of the decision loop. Well, our next guest is fully aware of the challenges and opportunities here, as is his employer, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, which created and generously funded their patient care program. And he is Dr. Dominic Frosch, a patient care fellow at the foundation, whose work is focused on making investments that will lead to increasing patient and family engagement in healthcare delivery. Dr. Frosch, welcome back to Life, Love, and Health.
Good morning, Christopher. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
You know, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation expects to allocate $500 million over the next decade for the patient care program. Now, that's an enormous responsibility. So let's discuss your areas of work at the foundation.
Yeah, so the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation has a very ambitious goal, and that is that we really want to make changes that lead to eliminating all preventable harm in healthcare. And that goal is even bigger than it might seem, because not only are we including what we have traditionally thought of as harms that happen in healthcare that can occur as a result of errors that are made and things are forgotten that should be done to patients, but we're expanding the definition of preventable harm to also include the loss of dignity and respect that some patients experience when they interface with the healthcare system. So our goal really is to remove all of this preventable harm out of healthcare. And the way that we hope to do this and accomplish this is by working with leading researchers around the country and leading healthcare systems to develop a better system, one in which the computerized systems that we all work with in healthcare, in which these systems are integrated and they're talking to each other, in which teams of healthcare providers work better together, and in which patients and families are considered an integral part of that team.
You know, when we last spoke, Dr. Frosch, we talked about an article that appeared in Health Affairs magazine that was picked up by the New York Times, an extremely influential article in which you discussed the shared decision-making process, which examines options, choices, and risks to the patient, and of course in language that the patient can understand. But you also suggested, too, that patients are often afraid to question their doctor's judgment for fear of upsetting or angering their physician. How does this tie into your work at the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation? By the way, for our listeners, they can get more information on the foundation at more.org. That's MOORE.org. How does this relate to your current work?
Well, I think it relates in multiple ways. So first, when at the Moore Foundation we talk about patient and family engagement, for patients and families to participate in making choices about their care through a process of shared decision-making, that's very much part of what we think about when we talk about patient engagement. So we want patients and families to be engaged in making choices about their care together with their healthcare team.
You know, it's interesting. I've always wondered, who trains patients how to be effective patients? You know, who trains people on what to expect when they engage the healthcare system? I mean, that's very complicated. Now, and also on the other side, I would like to think that physicians are trained to engage patients in a very, very comprehensive, very open, candid, and transparent way. So is the foundation addressing both of these issues?
We ultimately want to, and we're not entirely sure at this stage how we do all of those things. We're just getting started with our patient care program. But it's absolutely right. In fact, right now, I think it's fair to say that no one really prepares patients and families and trains them for how to be more engaged in their healthcare. And training among healthcare providers also is still lacking in how they can engage patients and families better in their care. So these are all issues that we are hoping with our investments that we can stimulate change so that this does not become the exception, but really becomes the rule of how healthcare and healthcare delivery actually happens.
You know, I'm very impressed by the fact that the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation has not only dedicated $500 million to the patient care program, but they're in it for the long haul. I mean, they have a big picture, probably at multi-decade view of the work that needs to be done and the difficulty of implementing this kind of change on a large scale. By the way, our guest is Dr. Dominic Frosch, a patient care fellow at the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation at Moore, MOORE.org. So it is that commitment, that long-term commitment, that should provide some very, very tangible and measurable results.
That's right. And I think it is important from the beginning as we embark on this project that we understand that this is not something we're going to achieve quickly.
No, it's and the problems will not go away on their own, hence the efforts of the foundation.
That's exactly right. So what we really hope to do is to stimulate a completely different way of thinking about these problems. To date, oftentimes when the healthcare system has focused on reducing errors, it's tried to do that one error at the time. Meanwhile, if you're a patient in an intensive care unit, you're actually at risk for a number of problems that could happen to you while you're there. And we believe that we shouldn't be focusing just on one of the problems or one of the things that could go wrong. We need to be focused on all of those things at the same time so that we can prevent all of those harms.
Well, the foundation is really taking a holistic approach, quality and safety and the cost of healthcare. You know, we certainly all agree with that. But then adding in the areas of dignity and respect for patients, families, and the healthcare professionals who serve them, plus approaches to improving healthcare, as you suggested, that can achieve both sustained results and scale across the United States. But that really makes sense, because if you eliminate any one of the four, you aren't fully addressing the issue, I should think, in terms of how this relates to patient, physician, and healthcare communication.
No, and that's exactly right. What we believe is that by reconfiguring systems and integrating them better, allowing them to be able to talk to each other, making teams work together better, making patients and families part of those teams, that we can achieve much better results in healthcare, that we can reduce preventable harm, that we can eliminate it, and that ultimately we can achieve better outcomes for patients, and ultimately in doing all of those things also reduce the cost of healthcare.
Will you please read to our audience the intro of the article that you shared with me just before we went on the air?
Yeah, so Modern Healthcare wrote an article about our program in which they very nicely captured sort of the vision of the intensive care unit of the future that we're imagining and that we're pursuing with our investments. So imagine a hospital where the intensive care unit's myriad devices are linked and seamlessly exchange data, where patients' families use iPads to track their clinicians' real-time adherence to evidence-based guidelines, and very importantly, where a patient's loss of dignity is viewed as a preventable harm on the same order of magnitude as a fall or a bloodstream infection.
Our guest has been Dr. Dominic Frosch, a patient care fellow at the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation at moore.org. That's MOORE.org. Dr. Frosch, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health. I really admire your work, and you have a daunting but certainly attainable task ahead of you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christopher. We appreciate your time.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Radio MD.